Now to this week's recording. Bridget Cook and I will bring you local news, a letter from the evening news, and our first feature. Richard Matthew is back from his break and brings you the Paston Letters. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk, and a second feature, harking back to a particular memories of an air show. And at the end of this week's news will be Chris Skinner's Countryside podcast. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A new restaurant plans to move into the site of a former vegan cafe. A man is left with a large bill for cancelled gym membership. And a team of NHS staff took on a marathon challenge.
A former city cafe, which was named one of the best food experiences in the UK, is set to be turned into a new restaurant. Tofurai in St Gregory's Alley closed last year amid a battle to make ends meet, despite years of success and even TV features. The business first launched in 2016 and served a fully vegan menu, including sandwiches, burgers and sausages, all made using its own branded tofu. In a new licensing application lodged with Norwich City Council, it has been revealed that the empty building could be turned into a restaurant. The new application has been lodged by Vlad Vamisu, who is seeking a premises licence to take effect in August. In the application, he said, the premises will be a sit-in restaurant over three floors, ideally with a few tables directly outside the premises. The application seeks permission to play background music in the restaurant between 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. from Monday to Saturday and between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Sundays. It also seeks permission to sell alcohol on the premises between the same hours.
A rare £2 coin is up for sale for more than £5,000 because of a small error on its face. In 2006, the Royal Mint created two coins to celebrate the 200th birthday of Isambard Kingdom Brunel. Brunel is one of the country's best-known engineers who was responsible for creating structures such as the Great Western Railway and the Clifton Suspension Bridge. One of the coins, titled The Man, features an image of Brunel with the Clifton Suspension Bridge in the background. He is wearing his classic top hat and has a cigar in his mouth. The second coin depicts the curved roof of Paddington Station in London to show his engineering achievements. An eBay seller based in Mulbarton to the south of Norwich has listed one of the man coins for sale for £5,086 or best offer. The item description calls it a rare coin and points to an unusual printing error which has led to the words £2 being cut off. The seller clarifies on the listing that the coin has not been modified in any way and is in excellent condition for its age.
A man has been left with a £600 bill after being stopped from working out at the most expensive gym in Norwich. Warren Birch was visiting the David Lloyd gym in Drayton High Road when the 21-year-old claimed he was told he owed money to use the facilities and could not enter. "I was dumbfounded by this," the Norwich local said. "I tried to explain to them the situation, but I was shocked and had no idea these debts even existed." A spokeswoman for David Lloyd's clubs said Mr. Birch cancelled a previous membership without informing the company. Warren denies this account and said he cancelled his membership with the club over the phone. He claims he had stopped his subscription due to poor health back in March, which saved him around £180 over the 2 months. After his recovery, which took around 8 weeks, he opened a new account after he could not access his previous one, believing it had been deleted. "I opened a new account and was using it for 2 months, but then one day in June, I got stopped at the door," he said. "They told me I owed a lot of money to them and I couldn't enter until that was paid off." He was eventually told he owed around £370, and a further letter received on July the 15th stated he now owed £590.20 on his old contract. A spokesman for David Lloyd Clubs said, "As per our terms and conditions, we require written notice if a member wishes to cancel their membership. However, Warren's direct debit was cancelled without communication or notice, and despite numerous attempts, we have been unable to contact him."
People living in a peaceful street near the city centre have described their shock after a man was stabbed less than half a mile from their homes. Those living on Wherry Road say the areas surrounding Riverside Retail Park, where the man in his 30s was found with serious stab wounds, are pretty peaceful. Police have arrested a man in his 30s on suspicion of attempted murder and taken him to Wyndham Police Station, where he remains. Although the incident has shocked some, others are not surprised. Sophie Weston, 19, said, "It's quite common to hear arguing and shouting here." Inquiries into the incident are continuing, and police are asking anyone who witnessed it or who has any information to come forward.
A team of NHS staff took on a marathon challenge to raise funds for a more welcoming Children's Emergency Department. Members of the Children's Emergency Department at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital walked 26 miles from Holcombe Estate to Cromer Pier, raising more than £2,500 to improve their waiting area. The fundraiser was inspired by healthcare assistant Vicky Wilson, who wanted to support children with learning disabilities and others who find hospitals overwhelming. Miss Wilson said, "I thought, let's do something crazy and raise a good amount to help fund a new, more welcoming and accessible waiting area for the children coming to our department." The money raised will go towards creating inclusive, calming spaces within the Children's Emergency Department. The team completed the walk in around 10 and a half hours. Miss Wilson added, 11 of us and one very enthusiastic dog completed the journey. We were all so proud to do the walk, and we even had little medals made for everyone.